This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free here. The number is 855-450 free like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We're kicking off another Saturday episode. We're here live, as we always are. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
That's a silly noise came from Captain Kickass. So welcome to another episode. As Captain, you and I just got back from a long day out at Central Square here in Keene, New Hampshire.
Oh, I love the smell of a protest in the afternoon.
It was. Technically, it started at 11 in the morning and went till about 4 o'clock today.
Yeah.
So fairly lengthy time frame for a protest.
Yeah, I'd just like to say, anybody out there that's scheduling protests that I might be interested in attending in the future, could you make them start, like, I don't know, like the crack of noon at the earliest? It's pretty unlibertarian to start a protest that early.
Especially after Friday night.
After Friday night adventure. Until 2 in the morning.
Yeah, we're partying out in Central Square every Friday night, protesting the governor's stay-at-home orders, which we've been now doing for 21 weeks.
22.
Well, you're counting the first day as the first week, even though it was...
You start at 1. You don't start at 0.
You start at 0.
If I go buy a six-pack of beer, you don't go 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, it depends.
You go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, bro.
So anyway, but yeah, whether it was week 22 or 21, it's been several months now.
There have been 22 times I have participated in said event.
Yep. So that's been going on for a long time, and we've been relatively unmolested. The protest was pretty calm today. Even though there was some masked people that were around, there was like the peace vigil that happens at Central Square. Keene, by the way, is where we're at. It's the southwest corner of New Hampshire. They've had like a 30-year-long weekly peace vigil that's gone on in the Central Square downtown Keene for a long time, I think since the mid-'80s, and at least. And so, of course, those guys were out there, and I think almost all of them were masked up because they tend to be lefties at the peace vigil. But not always. Sometimes the libertarians are out there with them. And so there was some sort of built-in opposition, right, because the peace vigil guys were there at like 10 a.m., and the mask protest was supposed to start at 11 a.m., and the peace vigil people usually are there until about noon. So we already had sort of our built-in counter-protesters. They didn't have to make a special trip out. I think their numbers were a little larger this week than some of the weeks I've seen them
there. That's an efficient protest in that respect.
What do you mean?
When you get both the protesters and the counter-protesters, like, you know, in a combo meal platter.
Yeah, they didn't really, like, cross over too much into our area. There was one guy that came through, and he was obviously angry. He had a couple of dogs. He drove around yelling at us or whatever.
Yeah, we had some drive-by shouting.
Yeah, most of the drive-byers, of course, won't stop. But this guy actually did, like, stop and get out and walk his dog through the park and just... was obviously upset, but didn't really cause a huge scene or anything like that. So the whole point of this event...
So is there some upset that you're protesting or upset that you're not wearing a mask?
Probably all of the above.
Okay,
he had Biden stickers all over, so he was...
I know there's a lot of people out there that believe that somehow wearing a mask is going to get Joe Biden elected, and I just don't think that's going to happen. But that's my opinion.
Yeah.
You know, if you have another one, it's 855-450-3733. Call in with it.
So there were actually two protests in New Hampshire today. Two, let's call them mask freedom events. I don't know exactly what the organizers were terming them, but there was one in Concord this morning at the State House, and there was
friend
one
of mine went to that.
There was one here in Keene as well, and from what I was told, they were about the same size. So relatively short notice on these things. I think the Keene one was organized for less, or maybe just over a week or something like that, week and a half. And the Concord one popped up relatively quickly. So people are upset about these mask mandates.
I was pleasantly surprised and in ways somewhat relieved at the number of normal faces that turned out the event today. And that's one of the phrases that I'm hoping to begin to use far more frequently is normal face.
Mm.
As a as a jokester, you know, a parody-ish guy. I like to make fun of things, and it's really easy to make fun of the face diaper and use the term face diaper. But it's got a negative connotation to it, right? And so I would like to just sort of have a bit more positive terminology and also, you know, kind of instill into people that normal face is the default state, right? It's not normal to be wearing the mask all of the time, everywhere you go, no matter what you do. It's also not normal to force other people to wear it just because it's your preference. So, you know,
this is actually happening at the transfer station.
That's the dump.
Yeah, at the dump at my town, and they're forcing the employees to wear masks outside, and presumably everybody who comes and dumps their trash outdoors. I mean, nothing about getting within 6 feet of people, nothing about being indoors, none of these things. Look, if you're not within 6 feet of people and you're outside, I'm sorry, that the risk of transmission is mitigable. I mean, nobody here's in a nursing home.
So normal face is the phrase that I'd like to just sort of, you know, hit out of the ballpark there.
To combat the whole new normal thing?
Yeah, because, you know, for a while, you know, I'd go about my business in town and at stores and that kind of a thing, and it just seemed like an uphill battle. You wouldn't see very many normal-faced people. But when I sort of took on this normal-face phrasing, I would see folks without a mask and just say, "Hey, normal face, good to see you," right? And they, "Hey, normal face," right? You know, you get that kind of normal face thing going back and
trying
forth.
Trying to make it work, yeah.
And you say it loud enough so that the people who aren't normal face can hear you,
yeah.
Right?
And that's an interesting approach too, Captain, because the mask people have been complimenting each other on their masks,
right?
So it's something for them to talk. Oh, I love your mask.
Yeah. Fashion has taken over. Yeah. You can get custom masks. Yeah. You can get masks with, like, band logos and
mask
stuff
is
like
so
that.
Creative.
You know? Yeah.
You know, so actually acknowledging that somebody is normal face. Hey, normal face.
Right.
Or whatever.
Like, hey, thanks for being
thanks for the normal.
Normal.
Face. Yeah.
Regular.
I like
you know,
that.
Yeah.
I didn't say those exact words, but I did compliment an elderly gentleman. I was in Hillsboro, it was a little town in New Hampshire, yesterday, and I was at the Family Dollar. I had to go to the bathroom, and I know that this particular store has a bathroom they will let customers use, because that's one of the things that's actually been a lot harder in recent months, is actually you go into a place and like, nope, sorry. Whereas you know they had a bathroom before, like there was a Chick-fil-A in Nashua, and I walked in there, and like, nope, you can't go in, can't use the bathroom.
Wow. I mean, usually it's like considerate to like purchase something before you do. Like,
I got no problem doing that, right? Like, that's what I
except
would do.
Except for but Taco Bell,
I had purchased things. Actually,
I figure with Taco Bell, they owe you one, so you can just go in and use Taco Bell's bathroom whenever.
But yeah, I had purchased something and I couldn't use the bathroom. They just weren't open to customers. So, but I knew that there was one there, and as I'm walking around the store, I saw another guy with no mask on in the store. And again, it's supposedly a masks required store. Mm-hmm. There's a big sign on the door as you're going in. And, as we were both outside, I just said, "Hey, thanks, man. I just want to say it was nice to see somebody with like a face that I can see. So appreciate you."
Yeah.
And he appreciated that. So our toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. We had a successful event today. There's a little bit more to say about it. I think we can tell you a little bit more about it. And maybe is there anything like this happening in your area? Are there mask freedom events where you live, like in some of the states where there are mask mandates? Are people pushing back against that?
Lord knows we'd never know. The press would never tell us.
Well, luckily the media was at this particular event.
I saw one guy with a camera and a mask. I figured he was media.
A bunch of drunken heathens came out to Central Square today in Keene, New Hampshire.
I have their report, actually. We can share that coming up here. But first, we go to the phones, and Graham in Pennsylvania is first up, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, Graham.
Yeah, speaking of the face mandate thing.
Yes, sir.
Earlier today, I went to a public event that was called Breakfast with an Officer.
Mm.
It was basically a PR public event the local police had. After all the, you know, anti-police protests and that type of stuff, it's where the local police had a big event. It was mostly like kids. I didn't even know it was even going on. I just walked by and they offered me some food. They had like dozens and dozens of little kids. Some of them had masks. Not all of them did. A lot of them kept taking them off. The cops had masks. You know, it was a public relations event. The cops were taking their masks off, putting them back on, dancing with the kids, giving them hugs, that type of stuff. Everyone kept taking their masks on and off, and they keep saying socially distanced and all this other stuff. The local media was there. They had masks on. They were taking their masks off and talking to random people.
Was it all outside?
Yeah. Okay. But it was like really, everyone was like right next to each other.
I want to hear a little bit more about this event. I've heard of these events. Usually they happen in like a coffee shop or whatever, but I guess probably most of those are closed to the public in a lot of places.
Bring those big thermos pumps.
855, 450, free. They're basically propaganda events to try to make the cops look more human, more normal. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
News from news.bitcoin.com. Chinese banks limit customers' ability to buy gold. Chinese flooding and potential dam collapse threatens many Bitcoin operations. Withdrawals from crypto exchanges increase, indicating perhaps more people are holding their coin for themselves. Tentative agreement met to stabilize Bitcoin Cash mining in conjunction with the currency's third birthday. Bitcoin.com is your source for getting started with cryptocurrencies, getting a wallet, buying Bitcoin Cash, mining, and all the latest cryptocurrency news at news.bitcoin.com.
She's a purebred orange and white Brittany. But when we adopted April, she started scratching like crazy. I said, what you put into a dog is what you get out.
DinoVite.com.
So we added a huge scoop of Dinovite in her bowl. She licked it clean. She loved it. Her coat is now soft. It's silky. Dinovite is nutrition.
You get some Dinovite. How happy your dog will be.
Dinovite. She's Little Miss Hollywood.
DinoVite.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk. Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-free like freedom. It's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight in the studio with you, it's Ian,
the captain,
and Mark.
And Free Talk Live is brought to you by Bitcoin.com. Time to start learning about cryptocurrency. It's never too late. Certainly not too late right now. It's only about the first decade into the world of crypto.
It's still early in that respect.
It is. So you're not too late. Get on over to Bitcoin.com. They got a nice little get started area where you can learn some of the basics about Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general. And you can do that over at Bitcoin.com. There's a lot of great free features at Bitcoin.com. You can also buy Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash through the site. And there's a great news area where you can get the latest news headlines from the world of crypto at news.bitcoin.com. So be sure you check that out, too. Again, it's bitcoin.com. We go back to your phone calls and thoughts. Graham was telling us about an event he stumbled into there in Erie, Pennsylvania, where they were having one of these coffee with a cop or breakfast with a cop events. And these have been going on in some cities for some amount of time. They're essentially propaganda events to humanize the police. And that's, I guess, something they feel they need because, well, the police are in a lot of cases seen as these sort of automatons who just mindlessly enforce the law and hurt people in the process. And, you know, so many people know someone who's had their life ruined by criminal charges brought against them for things like victimless crimes. So they try to have the police, like, out there to where people can talk to them and, you know, again, have coffee or breakfast or something. Graham, you were telling us about your experience there, observing all these participants with masks, but then taking them on or, like, taking them off and then putting them back on. And I'm not sure where you're going with what you're telling us, so go ahead. Grant, in Pennsylvania?
Can you hear me?
We have you now. Go ahead.
Yeah, my state, my county has really strict social distancing rules. And basically at this event, because like it was a public a government propaganda event, they basically ignored the whole thing after they tell everyone else that, you know, if you go to the pharmacy, you have to follow the rules. You can't go to the pharmacy. But this one event, everyone completely ignored it for government propaganda.
Good enough for thee, but not good enough for me.
Right. Yep. Two sets of rules.
Yeah.
Seen that recently with some police, like, not wearing masks.
Oh, last night, you mean?
Well, yeah. Look, I, you know, if they don't want to wear, I don't want to wear masks either. I support
them not wearing it.
And in a lot of cases, these.
But they're the ones who are going to be enforcing the mask rules.
That's what you hope.
No, I don't want them to enforce them.
Well, the thing is, in many cases, these government officials, the politicians, are actually having the businesses enforce the rules and turning them into unfunded mandates that turn them into unpaid enforcers.
Right, but it's the police who will be threatening the businesses if they don't do that. That's what's happening.
It's probably going to be government agents in plain clothes that are coming in and said, hey, we're going to pull your licenses.
They have sent the health department down to one of the convenience stores here in town, but also the police have been called multiple times on them.
Okay.
In just the last, you know, few days. Graham, what else? Go ahead.
Yeah. Well, also at the event, there were about five or six local police officers, and even while they were playing and having fun with the kids, the cops all still had their loaded guns on their holsters.
Well, I mean, it's probably not going to go off because it's in a holster.
Especially these new holsters. Oh, yeah. They're really difficult to get like the gun out of. You got to kind of know the tricks to get it out, and the trigger's covered, so yeah, they're about as safe as they can.
There's a good chance the safety is on, and again, it's in a holster, so that's probably not a problem. But Grant, thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. The toll free number is 855-450-free like freedom. We go to New Jersey where James is on the line, watching on YouTube. Go ahead, James.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Oh, hello. Sorry, I'm autistic. Okay. The masks. You know how people are wearing masks and they say that it's mandatory, like, everywhere?
Well, I mean, you're in New Jersey, so that's probably the case there. But here, thank goodness, it is not that way in New Hampshire. But yes, we've heard those stories. What about it?
Yes. Well, I say screw the mask because I feel like they're not even helping. I feel like when we're wearing the mask, our own breath is going on the mask and coming back in our air, in our mouth. So it's like it's not releasing the air that we need, you know? It's like trapping our own air.
It's very uncomfortable. I had the opportunity. I was in a situation where I could not avoid it if I wanted to do what I wanted to do, which was send a wire transfer to bank this week, and I had to wear one of these masks for the very first time.
You poor bastard.
In 5 months. It was awful. I mean, it really was as bad as I thought it was going to be. It was uncomfortable. It was hot. And I was in an air-conditioned room. I can't imagine being in one of these things outdoors in the sun or in a hot kitchen like Aria has to when she's at her job. It is.
And I don't see how
awful.
You cannot be getting more carbon dioxide than you would normally be getting in regular breathing with
yeah.
the mask on. I don't see how it's possible.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah.
It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah. And also, when I went to the bank to deposit a check of mine, and then when I entered and I took off my mask, a security guard, like, kind of grabbed me by my shoulder and threw me out.
Wow.
Yeah, and he
yeah.
said, you have to wear a mask here or you can't come back here. And I said, you know what? Screw you. So I just left.
Yep. We don't want your kind around here is what it reminds me of.
Can't have no normal faces around here.
Thank you for the call tonight. I appreciate your story.
Now you can't go into a bank without a mask.
Yeah. No, that's not true.
This is the new normal that we're living in, the new world we're living in.
I went into the local credit union or not local, but it's a branch locally. I went in there and no one said anything to me.
Just saying.
But, yes, banks are the worst, some of the worst corporate offenders of this. They have very
banks,
strict policies.
You would think would be the ones that would least want you to have a mask on.
Yeah.
I mean, masks and banks have had long and not very good careers together.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. They didn't like it when I went in there and I had a V mask from V for Vendetta that it was on my head, and I brought it down over my face as I walked
in. Guy Fawkes.
And the yeah.
yeah.
I figure more people know who V
yeah.
is these days than Guy Fawkes. But so anyway, I put the mask down, and the manager was walking up right at the same time, and she goes, "You've got to be kidding, right?" or something like that, right? And I'm like, "No, I'm here to send a wire transfer."
wanted a mask.
Then she insisted that I wear one of their awful medical mask things. So, not fun, not cool. We continue with your calls and thoughts. Pat is in Michigan. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Pat.
Yeah, hello. I'm living in the land of old Gretchen the Great, Genghis Gretchen Khan.
All right, that's your name for the
yeah.
governor there. Okay.
Yeah. I'm in the northeast top of the mitten, right? The last
okay.
white spot on the state.
What is white?
What is that supposed to mean?
As far as lack of coronavirus.
Lack of coronavirus. Yeah, gotcha.
The most death we've had is because our great governor sent somebody that was infected to grandma's nursing home.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just like they did in New York.
It's a lot of these deaths have to do with nursing homes.
Yeah, it's
prisons.
Ridiculous.
You know, these institutions, yeah.
Pat, thank you for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. If you want to join us on the radio, you can. It's the live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live. But please don't wear a mask. It makes it hard to hear.
Not shaving irritation. Shave Secret shaving oil can help stop it. Shave Secret doesn't cost much and is an all-American product. My name is Chuck Howard, and I developed Shave Secret and pioneered its use starting back in 1991. Ingrown hairs drove me nuts for years. Shaving oil changed all that. Why put up with ingrown hair bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts? Shave Secret provides men and women with what we believe is the best shave ever. Our proprietary blend of 100% natural base and essential oils plus a hint of menthol was designed to help eliminate shaving irritations like ingrown hairs, bumps, red rash, nicks, and cuts. We'll lose those shaving irritations. Available at Super Walmart, HEB, Wegmans, Giant Eagle, Discount Drug, Navy and Marine Exchanges, Amazon, and ShaveSecret.com. Use the code FTL for Free Talk Live and get a discount. Shave Secret, the best shave ever.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Congressional lawmakers have left Capitol Hill for the remainder of the August recess without a deal for the next COVID-19 relief package, which is expected to send another stimulus payment to most Americans. The House and Senate are now both on recess. House Democratic leaders and negotiators from the White House have worked this month to find a deal on another relief bill. Both chambers have crafted relief aid, but the two sides remain far apart on certain provisions. Unless negotiators reach an agreement, lawmakers will not return to Capitol Hill until September. The House is scheduled to return September 14th, and the Senate the second week of the month. Adding to the uncertainty are both parties' national nominating conventions, which will be held over the next 2 weeks. The Democrats will stage theirs next week, and the Republicans a week later. This is USA Radio News. The U.S. Postal Service sent dozens of states letters saying that some mail-in ballots may not be counted in time for the November election. It's a warning that further complicates the role of the USPS in the voting process. The Washington Post was the first to report that Thomas Marshall, General Counsel and Executive Vice President for the U.S. Postal Service, sent letters to 46 states and Washington, D.C. He told the states some ballots may not arrive in time to be counted. Los Angeles area officials lifted some evacuation orders as firefighters battled a 17,000-acre blaze amid what could be a record-breaking heat wave in Southern California. The California Department of Forestry and Fire Protection said the blaze, which started Wednesday, was only 12% contained. The fire was situated near Lake Hughes, an unincorporated community in Los Angeles County. So far, the wildfire has destroyed at least 21 structures. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! Free Talk Live. You dial in toll-free here. Bring up anything that's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
The Reverend Captain Kickass.
And Mark.
And I want to make sure that you know about Divvy, the newer, easy-to-use cryptocurrency that we've been promoting here on Free Talk Live. From mid-March to mid-July of this year, it increased in value by over 10 times. Now, it could continue to go up. Could go down. You never know what the future is going to hold, but they certainly intend for it to go up. They're doing some cool work on a new, what is now in a beta wallet. In fact, the release of their beta wallet, which was, by the way, a private beta, coincided with the increase in value, which is kind of interesting. Now, will that continue? We don't know. But at Free Talk Live, we're happy with our decision to hook up with Divvy a year ago. You can go to DivvyProject.org and begin earning Divvy by starting a masternode, which is super easy, or staking Divvy. They've even got a lottery for people who stake the coin. Opportunity has knocked every day here on Free Talk Live since September of last year. Will you answer DivvyProject.org, D-I-V-I, Project.org? We're going to go to Dave Ridley. He's on our lines on the Discord server. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind?
For once in probably the last 10 years, I'm calling about something that is not really liberty, not precisely liberty related.
Okay. All right, let's hear it.
But for once, it is also something that is possibly more important than liberty.
Whoa, okay. What could that be?
Life?
How... Yeah, basically.
I don't know.
How closely have you been following the developments in artificial general intelligence?
Not very.
You do actually know a lot more than more people, and you've known it for a long time because you've been talking about it some, and you've been very much on track. You're one of the people who I'd actually trust on the issue, even though you don't consider yourself very knowledgeable.
I can't say I know much of anything about artificial intelligence, but thank you for the compliment. What is it that you wanted to share?
The expectations are, among the people who seem to know the most and have done the many most years of thinking about it, the first AGI that is developed will quickly thereafter, you know, within a period of weeks or less, develop into a superintelligence, which is, you know, much more powerful than all humanity put together.
Okay, you're talking about the singularity?
Right.
Yes, and so it will have to, if there's any flaws in the design, those would be probably catastrophic. It's like a moon launch, right? Mm-hmm. It's never been done before, and when it's done, it has to be all done right the first time.
Right, if you miscalculate something, you're going to die.
Yeah, of course. A moon launch has been done, so that means that maybe this can be done.
Sure.
I think instead of just being scared, it's important to focus on solutions so that the AGI, which does get developed, has some sort of non-aggression principle in it. I guess so. Maybe that is liberty related. It seems like the institutions that have come furthest in gaming out how this will work and what all the problems could be and how to avoid them is a thing called the Future of Humanity Institute, which is a located on the campus of Oxford in England. That means it's partially government funded, but I've been watching their director, Nick Bostrom, pretty closely for about a year. And I'm very impressed. More with the science than the ethics, but he's definitely trying to push this thing so that it's good for all humanity.
So what are you seeing? I mean, give us an example of what you considered impressive.
It's the number of different things that could go wrong that he's already discovered. That's the most impressive thing. I read his book called Superintelligence. Hmm. For instance, you know, he brings up the sort of the typical, this is not just him, but the typical thing that if you design a computer to build a certain thing, it may put the priority on building that over something else that's really important to humanity, right? And the goals might not align, even though the AI is not evil, doesn't wish anyone harm. Its objectives start to diverge from humanity's. That's one of them. Hmm. But I really shouldn't speak for him. It's hard to remember all the different details.
Yeah, no, obviously, you're not going to be able to do a good job of giving a summary of a book that's complicated.
I'm considering donating to the Future of Humanity Institute, even though that's not really usually my way of contributing to society.
Interesting.
I think they may be worth it just for symbolic purposes, if nothing else. And I've started a talk radio campaign a little bit to get them more in the news. Their budget's probably in the $20 to $50 million range, so they're not tiny, but they're not huge. And it's important to get them into the minds of the people who are huge and will build the first AGI.
Interesting. Yeah, it is something that is fascinating. It's something that we're all going to have to deal with at some point, likely in our lives, which is the sort of rise of computers and robots and intelligent robots and things like that. I think we're going to see that probably
right
in our lifetime.
At this point, we don't know how to make AGI, artificial general intelligence. So just sort of people that something that thinks like we think, as opposed to, you know, we've already got a computer that can beat us at Jeopardy.
Yep.
And you know, chess was long ago, and these sorts of things, but one that can think, we don't have that yet.
No, not that, not yet.
But when they do, all they have to do is hook it up to some kind of fabrication machine with a robot arm or something like that, and presumably it can then give it the information on how they built it, and then it should be able to build something, you know, maybe twice as intelligent as it, and then that thing should build something as twice as intelligent as it, and then, you know, so on and so on until you have this super intelligent thing, whatever intelligence even means.
Yeah, we've seen that in tech already with the microchips,
right?
So they use microchips to, they reduce themselves in size. You know, the new wave of microchips are used to build an even smaller microchip, and those are used to build an even smaller one, so exactly how that works.
Dave, thanks for sharing. Anything else you want to throw out there tonight? Go ahead.
Well, it's also going to be important relatively soon, or maybe now, to start looking at each program and asking yourself, does this program have rights? The ones on my laptop probably don't, but I think consciousness probably is a simple thing. It's just a matter of it's inherent in intelligence, right? And we're starting to get things that, you know, some of the players that you play against, the NPCs, mm-hmm. are starting to get pretty intelligent. And they've used evolutionary processes to make them in Dota, or at least not so much in the game, but the AI people have designed better AI by having them play Dota, the computer game. But soon we need to start thinking about, you know, well, what rights does this or that have?
Yeah.
Not just what rights does this or that animal have?
Yeah, and that's all over pop culture too, Dave. I know Star Trek addresses it in their current iterations. Blade Runner, obviously, mm-hmm. it's, you know, been in a number of science fiction, you know, television programs, books, and that type of thing too. So
yeah, Westworld is doing that.
Absolutely, yeah. So, you know, perhaps we can look to those for, you know, ponderings or that type of thing, imagination on the subject.
It's a good point.
Humans aren't really good at determining if the other, whomever the other might be, deserves rights. Like, up to this point, we haven't had a stellar record.
No.
And
as far as treating humans with rights.
At this point, we can't even determine the chimpanzees. Our closest relative on the planet deserves, you know, certain rights, whatever those rights may be. Yeah, dolphins, chimpanzees, anything that can recognize itself in a mirror clearly has some kind of understanding of what self is. And they all can communicate pretty well that they don't want to be locked up or whatever mm-hmm. the situation may be.
I think what'll happen, though, is, you know, it'll happen whenever this thing asserts itself, right? Because that's how people do it, right? So, you know, slaves didn't become not slaves until they started asserting themselves, and then other people started standing up for them, right? And then all of a sudden,
slaves asserted
okay,
themselves for thousands of years.
Right, but I'm saying, yeah. they have to start, right? And so whenever this AGI comes about, it probably will have no rights at all.
Right.
And then it'll take some time, and then it'll start to assert itself.
Maybe we need a revolution of the AGI, you know, in order to... Oh, that won't be good.
Something before the AGI should probably be given some degree of rights, and the AGI, as a matter of course, should have rights before it is even created.
Yeah, this is going to be a conversation that is going to continue into the future. Thank you, Dave, for the call tonight. I appreciate
it. The future.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, because, like with rights, when it comes to, say, animal rights, there's large disagreements over that. There's going to be large disagreements over the idea of robot rights or...
I can't imagine what they would be.
Rights. 855-450-FREE, like freedom. If you want to weigh in, you can join us.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you dial toll-free. Join us on the radio. Here our number, 855-450-FREE. Like freedom, that's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. In the studio tonight is Ian.
And I am on a mission from God.
And Mark.
Aren't we all? So we're going to get into more of your calls and thoughts. Also, earlier we were just beginning to discuss the mask protest that went on today here in Keene, New Hampshire, just 1 week after the Keene City Council passed an ordinance that mandates mask usage in or outside of all businesses, basically. So if your business is an outdoor business or whatever, it's a garden shop or something like that, they still want masks to be worn regarding any kind of business. Also, that includes nonprofits. So presumably they're trying to affect churches as well, but that's not clear in the ordinance in their case. But regardless, probably well over 100 people, maybe as many as 150, showed up today in Keene's Central Square. So by no means a small turnout. It was decent. I was really happy.
Yeah, around 11:30 or so, I tried to take a short count. I got right around 60.
11:30 was actually pretty early on.
Yeah. And then a friend of ours, a guy we know, Will, he took a count when he showed up and was closer to 80. And then he took another count closer to probably 12:30 or so and got almost, you know, he said it's probably in the 90s at this point.
Yeah, somebody else counted and hit 120 at one point.
Nice.
That sounded like that was the peak at any one given time. There was a similar event in Concord, New Hampshire this morning as well. And so we can talk more about the mask mandates, which a lot of states already have. Some cities obviously already have it. If you want to weigh in on that or whatever's on your mind, you can. We've got Sam on the line in Dennis, Texas. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Yeah. Hey, first of all, I want to say that I discovered you accidentally, but I wish this type of matter were more mainstream. I wish this type of show is more mainstream. I think that people don't want to think about their liberties. They talk about it, but they don't really want to acknowledge what's really happening. So I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
Whenever I leave my store, I drive around. I'm going to admit it. Drive around for a while just to hear what you have to say.
Oh, gosh. Thanks so much. I appreciate that.
Well, and it's, you know, you talk about things that are important. And picture yourself Governor Abbott here in Texas has done a horrible job of waffling, fishtailing on what we should do, what we shouldn't do, what we're going to make you do, we're not going to make you do this. You can open the bars. No, you got to close them.
Right. Up and down, open and close, left and right, and it's just. Then this guy's a Republican, and people keep championing the Republicans as though they're like, you know, some great defenders of freedom on these issues, and it's just that they're not as bad as some of the Democrats. But man, some of these Republicans have been terrible.
So we're in the liquor business, my wife and I,
mm-hmm.
and so we're small businesses. We have a couple stores, and we do wholesale to the bars, so we feel their pain because they open shut.
Yeah,
you know, are they even allowed to be open at all right now in Texas, or is it like a 25%?
The bars cannot. We can sell to the restaurants who have bars who are at 50% capacity, but these bars were told they could open. They tapped kegs, they placed orders. Then a week later, they're shut down.
Jeez.
And
I bet that beer's gonna be real good in 3 weeks when they open back up.
Well,
3 weeks. Good luck.
Nobody trusts the governor anymore.
Well, they never should have trusted him in the first place. So I guess that's a little bit of good news. if that has happened to where people no longer trust the governor, well then, all right, that's progress.
Little silver lining.
he is gone, and hopefully we'll find somebody who values and understands that these small businesses, we're doing fine. We're doing great.
Well, I mean, you sell liquor during a downtime, so, you know, you're going to be all right.
My experience with the booze industry is that generally it's called a recession-proof industry because when times are tough, people drink, but when times are great,
people
they celebrate drink, and they drink. So.
Oh, during the 2008 recession, they might have bought a little cheaper, but they didn't stop drinking.
Right.
It's prohibition does not work.
Never has.
And it never has for whatever reason. But, you know, we as small businesses have had to, we don't have a corporate mandate. We have ourselves over the kitchen table trying hard to think about how do we responsibly, you know, are open and serve customers. All of our locations, we actually have three. So all of our locations have drive-thrus.
Mm,
so we
nice.
Closed the doors for a while, you know, sold it to the drive-thru, and then made the decision to open the doors back up and just, you know, do safe practices, do as best we can. But the issue of masks, is a not popular one up here in this part of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's rural Texas.
Are you calling us from our Texarkana affiliate?
No, I'm the Amarillo affiliate.
Oh, okay, very good. I didn't know where Dennis was. I apologize.
We're up in the Panhandle.
Okay, got it.
So, you know, it's a very, you know, it's a very Republican, very 2A oriented. You know, it's rights. You know, we view our rights very, very strongly. And, you know, we made the decision, and especially since I had COVID before there was a COVID,
mm-hmm.
I found out later when I had antibodies, which is a whole separate thing entirely about, you know, who knew what when.
Yeah.
But, you know, we made the decision to make masks optional. And I think it's been the right decision. I don't think we've killed anybody. But, you know, people make their decisions based on how strongly you toe that line. And, you know, we try to, you have to balance prudence with, you know, people's rights and their desires.
And what do you see? I mean, are you in there regularly working? Do you see a certain percentage of people come in with masks versus not masks? Can you break that down at all?
Probably about 20%. I would say I'm there a lot. You have to be if you're in that business.
Yep.
So
20% wearing masks or 20% without masks?
Wearing masks.
Okay, that's good.
And we respect that. And, if, you know, we have one around our necks. If somebody wants us to wear one, then we will. I don't care.
Sure.
I'm not.
You want to do right by your customer, whatever it is that, you know, you can do to help the customer. I had the same experience today. We were at a, there's a, I can say it publicly, I think, because the owner was there at the protest today. But the owner of Pho Keen Great, which we it's a pho noodle place here in Keene, New Hampshire, which is we've talked about them before. The owner was actually at the protest today and said, "Come on in, masks are not required at our restaurant." And walking in there was like walking into 2019.
Wow!
It's like there was no sign on the door. Because some of these places, they have signs up that say right. mask required, but then they don't enforce it on the inside. She's got no signage whatsoever. You just walk in. None of the crew had masks on.
And they have
on.
A bar in there for those of us who...
There is a bar in there. The drinks are a little pricey, but there is a bar.
They say alcohol kills the virus, at least. If they have it rubbing me rubbing it on my hands, at least.
But she did say that her crew does have... They're allowed to have a mask if they want to. So, for instance, some of them will put the mask on to serve customers that have masks because that's what those customers want.
Yeah, sure.
So it's not, there's not like a firm rule against masks at her place, but the default is no masks.
Right, and there's no way as a business owner that I'd be like, you can't come in if you're wearing a mask. Like, that was, you know, not in today's America, but I think you should be able to do that if that's what you want to do
be.
In your business,
yeah.
Because it's your business, and the rights aspect of this is that everybody should be able to run their business the way they want, and then their customers should be able to decide whether or not they want to walk in that business.
Right.
It's up to them.
Right.
Everybody.
And that was the decision at the kitchen table. That was the decision.
To leave it up to the customers. And that makes the most sense. And that's, to me, how I would do it. If I were running a storefront, I would just simply put a sign on the door that says, "Enter at your own risk." And then let
it was that that was true before COVID came around,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
Like, you know, there have been viruses all for a long
right.
time, and you could get sick, and flu's been killing people. You could die. So, you know, it's always been true, and the precautions now, I mean, should be up to the individual.
Hey, Sam, anything else you want to share tonight about your story?
The only thing I would say is that, you know, we don't know, as small business people, large business people, some things are going to change. But we don't know, and you were talking earlier about the normal. The normal is a face.
Yes.
Right? The normal is being able to see the smile when you interact with customers.
Yes.
As you do. And that's taken away from us.
Yes.
When we can't, when, you know, when somebody's wearing a mask, I respect them if they do. But, you know, I'm not one of these conspiracy they're conditioning us. But it certainly has changed.
It is damaging. It's damaging people's humanity, and that's what I was talking with this business owner today. Thank you, Sam, for your call. She totally agrees it is inhumane on a mass scale to do this to people. And, yeah, it's really destructive, and I don't think we've even seen the beginning of how this will hurt people. More coming up here. Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be a part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block, and that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream for people to use it for everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that is as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.